2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Thank you, and thank you again. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, friends. The Bible Brothers here, and we're coming to you like we always do from his house. That's the First Church of the Whited Sepulchre in Coffee Springs, Alabama, and our sister congregation, the Relic of the Holy Mini Bottle, right here in Salt Lake City. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say I believe.
I believe.
Now, friends, today is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as always, friends, this is the day when smokers across America participate in the Great American Smokeout. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And friends, here at the Bible Brothers Ministries, we know that many of our brethren and sistren have struggled with the addictive effects of the deadly tobacco weed. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say tobacco.
Tobacco.
Say nicotine.
Nicotine.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, friends, since today is the Great American Smokeout, you got to ask yourself this burning question. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do I want to give up my cigarettes for a whole day in the hope that I may be free of them chains forever? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or do I want all of them non-smoking do-gooders to get off my back so's I can indulge myself in destructive behavior? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say I believe.
I believe.
Friends, in order to answer these and other tough questions, let us turn for guidance and wisdom, and let us pause for a passage from that holy book. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And today, friends, I'd like to take my text from the book of Emphysema, chapter 11, verse 16, wherein it saith, "And behold, even in the old-timey biblical days, verily people did smoke." Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They smoked on Mount Sinai. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They smoked in Jerusalem. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And boy, them dang Corinthians used to really light them up, those heathens. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Friends, the cigarette is mentioned all over in the holy book. In fact, we read this morning where a young shepherd boy named David went out one day to do battle with Goliath, that really big dude. Say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And lo, the non-smoker David did verily slay Goliath of the nicotines. And when they did the autopsy on the big guy, his lungs were exceedingly black and all gooey. Say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Say gooey!
Gooey!
Say pulmonary!
Pulmonary!
Say alveoli!
Alveoli!
Say wheezing!
Wheezing!
Say... Say I believe!
I believe!
Say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So friends, today, as you choose freedom from tobacco, or maybe you're choosing to have your lungs cave in on your 40th birthday, say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
But remember us, the Bible Brothers, for we always say, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Good morning, friends, and thank you again. Say hallelujah!
One day when we were in the park and going home just after dark, I lost my keys. While we were searching frantically, a slab of concrete fell on me and crushed my knees. She went to call the ambulance and got stuck climbing on the fence and ripped her blouse. To get loose, she took off her shirt and landed face down in the dirt and cut her mouth. She was lying bleeding there, half dressed and in her underwear. The sheriff came. He thought she had too much to drink, and so he threw her in the clink while I lay maimed. She was dumb and kinda smart, and kinda smart and kinda dumb, but mostly dumb. And when she told the EMTs about the concrete on my knees, they wouldn't come. So hand me a tissue. This song is so sad, and it would be funny if it wasn't so bad. While I was lying in the trees, still bleeding from my broken knees, the muggers came. They took my wallet and my watch, then they kicked me in the crotch. I was inflamed. And as I lay there on my back, I had a sudden heart attack. Give me a break. The EMTs who finally found me crashed their van and almost drowned me in the lake. So hand me a tissue. This song is so sad, and it would be funny if it wasn't so bad. She hawked a ring and made her bail and finally got out of jail and came to me. I was in the ICU with tubes and plugs in my wazoo in surgery. She tried to kiss me on the lips, but ripped my tubes out as she tripped, and so I died. Now I'm in heaven looking down, and she's out with some other clown. I'm really fried. So hand me a tissue. This song is so sad, and it would be funny if it wasn't so bad.